USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Louisiana's governor is telling those who evacuated the state ahead of Hurricane Ina to stay away until infrastructure can be restored. Governor John Bel Edwards said Tuesday that much of the state's life-supporting infrastructure elements are not operating and that people shouldn't return until they are. Thousands remain without power across Louisiana and Mississippi, including much of New Orleans, as heat and humidity settled into the area, bringing with it heat indexes of over 100 degrees. Power supplier Entergy has said that some of the hardest-hit areas could go without electricity for at least three more weeks. And after weeks of delays, the Texas legislature has approved a controversial elections reform bill that caused the Democratic members of the Texas House to flee to Washington, D.C. to deprive the body of a quorum. After the bill passed the House, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said in a statement that he would sign it into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
With Americans having been left behind in Afghanistan, one retired Special Forces soldier is organizing evacuations from the country. Lance Pry has more.
Leaving our brothers and sisters behind in a foreign country amplifies how poorly President Biden has handled the deadly exit in Afghanistan. One patriot has stepped up to do what the federal government has failed to do, get Americans and her allies out of country. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann has spent decades in the Army Special Forces. He tells Fox News his teams have been extracting people out of Afghanistan and is a glimmer of hope to those left behind by the commander-in-chief.
We're reposturing to do recovery operations now that the airport's been abandoned. We've already started moving families out. We got one family out of an Afghan-trained Green Beret. His wife went into labor at the Taliban checkpoint. We've already moved her out of the country, and we'll be reuniting him within the state soon. So OperationRecovery.org, and we're not going to stop until we get them all out.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden addressed the nation Tuesday, defending his decision to withdraw all American forces from Afghanistan and leaving that country with the Taliban in power. During remarks from the White House, the president called the efforts to get American citizens and our Afghan allies out of the country an extraordinary success, citing the more than 120,000 people who were evacuated. But Representative Mike Gallagher says the entire situation was a failure. The Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that he doesn't see anything that could be called a success in the withdrawal.
He called this an extraordinary success, but 12 Marines and one sailor dead that did not need to die is not a success. Hundreds of Americans left behind, thousands more of our Afghan allies effectively condemned to death under the Taliban is not a success. Billions of dollars worth of U.S. military equipment left in the hands of fundamentalist terrorists is not a success. Far from a success, this is a fiasco and a humiliating failure. And for the Democrats to celebrate it as a success, for Democrats here in D.C. to be fundraising off of this failure is absolutely unconscionable.
And consumer confidence fell to its lowest levels in 7 months in August. In a new report released Tuesday, the Consumer Confidence Index in August slid to 113.8, down from 125.1 in July. The drop signaled that spending on homes, autos, and major appliances cooled in August, even as the economy continues towards a full reopening. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.